Blog Talk Radio.
Satellite Guys Radio presents another edition of Satellite Nation with your hosts, Michael and Dave. We look forward to taking your calls. Do you have a comment for the show? Or maybe you have a question for us? If so, we look forward to your call at 877-SAT-GUYS. That is 877-728-4897. Now here are your hosts, Michael and Dave. Phone lines are now open for Satellite Nation. Call us at 877-SAT-GUYS or 877-728-4897. Satellite Guys Radio presents another edition of Satellite Nation with your hosts, Michael and Dave. We look forward to taking your calls. Do you have a comment for the show? Or maybe you have a question for us? If so, we look forward to your call at 877-SAT-GUYS. That is 877-728-4897. Now here are your hosts, Michael and Dave.
Good evening and welcome to Satellite Nation. This is Michael, KE4EST.
This is Dave. How you guys doing tonight?
How are you doing, Dave?
Doing good. How are you?
Good. Doing real good. Can you hear me good?
I can hear you great.
Good. Yeah, I understand. I've got a little hum going on here with this phone system. But, you know, they switched the phone systems around here lately. They put all digital, except they got some digital to analog converters still. And since I'm out in the boonies out here, I'm really not out in the boonies. I can be in town in about 7-8 minutes, but they say I'm so far from their central hub thingy, my bobber, that I'm still on the analog side, and I'm like, oh, okay. But anyway, well, it's been a rainy week here, but it finally cleared up, and it's been dry for the last 2 days.
Well, that's good.
So I've got to go out and do a little satellite playing around and stuff. And
yeah, what you been playing with?
I got to play with the that new motor from DMSI.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's, what is it, the SG6100?
I believe
they
that
call
is.
It, well, they call it a super motor, monster motor.
Monster motor.
Yeah. You're supposed to be able to go up to a 1.4-meter dish with that thing.
Is that what they say, 1.4?
That's what it says on the box.
Oh.
Well,
I don't know if I'd try that, but
yeah, that's what I was thinking. It's still got the 1 5/8 inch, you know, diameter pipe coming out of it. And it is bigger than like a stab motor, but, you know, the motor, you know, part itself, the housing itself. Now, whether I'm not, I'm going to do a full review on it, but I'm actually thought about that. I take the screws out and take that apart, you know, is it just kind of falsify, make it look bigger? Is the motor part bigger, the gears box bigger, or, you know, because it's actually bigger than a stab, but, or, you know, the HH90 anyway. They say it'll up to 1.4-meter dish, so, and I've got a 1.2-meter, so I could try it out, I guess, but I'll have to modify it a little bit to make it fit on that pole.
Yeah.
But so far, though, it was, I just made a post on Satellite Guys a few minutes ago. It was kind of rushed and kind of, I didn't mean to sound snobby the way I did it. It was like, okay, 17 years of SOX experience, I've done this, blah, blah, blah. But I got, showed up here in the box, and I was free at the time. I was like, oh, opened the box up, took it out, put it together, went and put it on the pole, and took the stab off, put it on. And I'd say about 45 minutes, and I was tracking the arc. So it was pretty quick, and, I mean, of course, I've got years of experience. So I'm not trying to be snobby, but just what I'm saying is, even with somebody who's got experience, it was pretty quick, and I've had them that I've sat there and scratched my head for hours. So it's a little bit of wobble and play kind of in the inside of it. I don't mean where the shaft mounts to the motor.
Yeah.
I mean, it's actually up inside of it somewhere. And there's, I think you've got one.
I do. I haven't played with it all that much, but I've played with it a little bit.
Have you looked at that? I couldn't see anything in the manual about it. right there in the front. Oh, and for people who don't know what it is, it's got a little display on it.
Yeah, to tell you what degree you're at. But I noticed, did you notice if you're out in the sun, it's worthless?
Yeah. Well, I noticed if you're out using a period, it's worthless unless you're on a ladder or something.
Yeah.
Because that's another drawback to it. It's nice to have that, which I guess they're not going to be using it every day. But you have to, you know, you got your, even if you got a 5-6 foot pole, you know, it's up above you. So you can't see it. You actually have to get up, you know, climb up on a ladder or something, actually see that digital readout. But, it's all right. It tracked dark pretty smooth. So far, I mean, I've run it all the way from one end to the other and just told it to go, you know, here and there, and it's went right to it. And I've tried random satellites, you know, not in a row. Like, some people get one of these things, and they'll say, okay, let's go 97 west, 99 west, 101 west. I've kind of bounced it around, you know, and it goes here and goes there like it's supposed to. And it's, you know, it's built better than the 2100, way better than 2100. Those things were junk.
Oh, yeah. Some of them were good. I think the ones from MoTeC were okay.
Yeah. I think it depends who made it and what you get. It's kind of like some of the, you know, it's open box receivers. It depends on what company made it in China. They all put the same name on it because that's what's popular. So then I got to put 2100 on so to sell. You know, so that's what it boils down to.
Yep.
But hey, everybody's listening in. I hope we got some people listening in. Call us.
Phone lines are now open for Satellite Nation. Call us at 877-SAT-GUYS or 877-728-4897.
Well, I got a couple of giveaways tonight, depending on your needs or whatever. I'm not going to really tell you what they are. One of them is I will give away a pub membership again. But you might call and say, I'm already a pub member. But, well, guess what? I might extend it for another year for you for free. But somebody call us in and talk to us about whatever, anything else, Dave, that's going on that you know of.
Well, I got one of these Freedom Pop deals in the mail today, and I got it out of the box, and it was $39 with free shipping, and then sounded like too good of a deal, and it kind of ended up being that way a little bit. But so I got it out of the box, I opened it up, and I turn it on, and it gets error code 67.
Did you get like a little MiFi adapter thing you're supposed to hook up? And
yeah, it's called the what's it called? It's because they're just reselling the Sprint service, but it's
right. Yeah, we got them around here on Verizon.
Overdrive. It's called their Overdrive.
Yeah,
and you know, it's just you can connect to it Wi-Fi or via USB to your computer, and I got 500 meg a transfer for $3.99 a month, which I thought was a deal. But I haven't got it to work yet. So we'll
yeah,
see.
It's not too bad. I mean, not the best deal, but $3.99 a month for, you know, have that. And if you use it for a backup, that's not bad. I'd like to. They've got something similar to that around here on Verizon, and it's, I should, I mean, of course, we didn't have it on our show agenda, but I think it's $15.99 a month. And it's 1.5 gigs or something like that, or 2 gigs or something like that a month. You'll get, and it's so much if you go over it or whatever. Or they throttle you back, I can't remember. But it's not bad. Now, they've got one directly through Verizon, and it's, I think, like $60 a month for in-home. You get a real good, if you got a place where you get real good 4G signal at your house, you can use this thing, and it works really good, and it's, I think, $60 a month, and it's not unlimited, but it's way up there. you know, and what you get. So, I mean, so you can watch movies. You know, you get plenty of data. Then they got this little small one that's, I mean, I think it's the same box, but it's for $15.99 or something a month. It's, you know, a lot less or whatever.
Yeah.
And you can also get it through Page Plus, which you was interested in before. It'll work through that too, but which is, you know, using the Verizon network, so. Because we don't have Sprint towers around here. We had one several years ago. I don't know what happened to that thing. And that Sprint PC, you remember the old Sprint PCS?
Personal Communication Service.
Yeah.
I do remember that. Yes, sir. So what else is going on?
I'm still wondering about it. I still want to hear comments from people about, you know, you can tune in on radio.satelliteguys.eu. What was that?
Oh, that was me testing my phone.
Oh. Tune in through radio.satelliteguys.us and, you know, Satellite Guys is sponsoring all this. And I'm still curious about what people think, you know, in the free to air community about if you have, you know, right now we've got a What's Up There section that's kind of hidden. Should we open it up so that you don't have to kind of do the secret handshake to get into it?
I say yes.
Well, that's what. You know, anybody got any comments on that? Call in. We want to know. I want to. I'm one of the staff on Satellite Guys. Well, so is Dave. But we're kind of, you know, wanting to know about to do with that. And also on Satellite Guys, we changed everything and put, you know, the phone zone has been all changed now, if you've noticed. It's been redone. Everything's on a little category now, so it makes it a lot easier. And I like the way it's set up.
Well, that's good.
You've not been on the site much day, heavy day.
No, I've been on
the site. I'm not either. I've been kind of hit and miss. It's been a long day. I had the washing machine repairman this morning, and then I had this and that.
Oh, yeah. No, I hear you. No, it's every week, so it's all over the place. But I mostly just hit up the free-to-air section and the Dish Network section every once in a while.
Yeah.
In the pub zone, that's about it.
Yeah. Well, I've seen that, I seen that it got changed, and I was like, hey, I like that. Well, at first I was like, what is going on here? Oh, Scott's redone it. But, you know, everything's going to, you know, cell phone. Everybody uses their cell phone for everything. I used to kind of make fun of people, but I do the same thing now. I got a smartphone. I'm on, like, my third smartphone. And I do the same thing. I've got all my notifications from my mail, from this, from that, or whatever, and my phone's like, make these little noises here and there. And so I can go look and see what's going on, you know, just besides phone calls and text messages, and also use it to watch videos, or it's becoming like, you know, your personal multimedia device, you know.
Yep. It's taken over. Which leads me to a point. I'm glad you brought that up because I posted a press release from a company over in Europe, or I think it was two companies, and they've developed, I guess Brian chimed in too and said that he saw a demo of it a couple years ago, but this company has an LMBF that is actually, I call it a smart one, but it's IP enabled, and basically you can pull 8 streams, multicast or unicast, off this LMBF from one satellite. And I mean, and a few people made some good points about, you know, some devices won't play MPEG-2, and I don't know if the iPhone will play MPEG-2, but I know it will play MPEG-4, and most of the stuff's switching to MPEG-4 and will be.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's just awesome. I mean, you have smart TVs, smart phones, tablets, and you'll be able to watch 8 streams off one dish. I mean, it's...
Yeah.
It could be awesome.
Yeah, I've seen that. I mean, I'm not seeing it in person like Brian has, but yeah.
Yeah, I haven't seen it in person either, but it could be game-changing.
Yeah, it will be. It's just going to take time to take anything else. When HDTV came back, when color TV came back, you know, came back, came back again when color TV came out, you know, in the 60s. Yeah. Only the rich people or a few people played with it or, yeah, I don't know. Next thing you know, that's the way to go. And then, you know, so it'll come along. I think, maybe, North America market, I don't know, because we're not really free to air like other countries are. You know, full free to air, we're stuck to cable or DirecTV or Dish, you know, if you want to pay for your service or whatever. It's the only country, we're the only country like that, except for Canada, you know, it's kind of like, this, you know, well, Mexico's got a couple, but they got more free to air, too, down there, so it's kind of crazy.
Oh, it's way crazy. The ones that the LMBFs that have fiber are pretty interesting looking too, but they're just too expensive for a hobbyist.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
$1,000.
They gotta come way down in price before you know everyday hobbyist anyway. I mean, if you got tons of money, hobbyist, yeah, you know, but it'll come down. I hope. But, I mean, I don't know. But we'll have to see. But things are going to change, you know. So.
Yeah.
Hey, somebody's got to be out there listening to this. Somebody, call in with a comment, question, anything. Dish Network, DirecTV, Free to Air. Call by the net open.
Call in. We're giving, Mr. Michael is giving away some gifts here tonight. Pub membership, maybe?
Yeah.
Oh, we got a caller.
Hold on. Hit the button.
Here. I'm trying. I'm hitting the button. Hello.
Hey, do I win a pub membership?
Yeah, you. We'll renew your pub membership for another year for you there, sir.
I live 2 years, Scott.
Hey, sorry for the screw-up at the beginning of the show. That was actually my fault.
I was clicking the button. I'm like, it's not connecting. Oh, no.
I wrote a little script that would update the window to say, coming up, Satellite Nation, and at 8 p.m. to have it say Satellite Nation Talk Show, so that way it makes us legal with the digital rights company.
Right.
And the script kicked in, and it shut down the Shoutcast server.
Yeah. I just kept going anyway. I was like, okay, I'm going to go with it.
Yeah, so that's what happened there. So I gotta never claimed to be a good programmer, but it worked in my trials, and I don't know why it didn't work tonight. So
it always works. Murphy's Law.
Right at 8 o'clock, too, it went down. Right, boom.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I was like, I didn't change the password or anything. Why is it saying invalid password?
And the funny thing about it was when it came back up, it started playing Ground Control of Major Tom.
What?
Oh, man. So you guys seen the new Phone Zone? You guys heard you talking about that a little earlier. And,
I love it.
That was something we actually talked about last week here on Satellite Nation.
Right.
And we put it into effect since it's May 1st. We decided to put that up. And that's working out really, really well for us. And the traffic in the phone area today was just incredible.
Yeah, I noticed that.
If you added
up the time I got today to look at it, I've been busy, pretty busy today, but I noticed it was way up from what it was.
Yeah, well, if you added up the number of people in all different phone forums at the same time today, it was more than what people were in the DirecTV forum.
Really?
Yeah, so... the amount of posts picked up and everything, so I'm really happy with that move. That was something.
Right,
you know,
now when you go to Google and type in Phone Zone, you get Satellite Guys.
Cool.
I don't know if you did that or you paid to do that or something, but now it's like, man, first thing, Satellite Guys. So it's like, wow.
Nope, it didn't do that, but that works out good for us.
Right, it just, I might have picked it up somehow, so it's doing good, so.
Yes, we put that in place. We officially launched Satellite Guys Radio tonight. You know, last month we've been letting DJs test before we started publicizing it on the homepage really heavy. Now we got a player on the homepage. So people can click in and tune there. That's another thing that started today. And, you know, we're still looking for DJs. So if anybody wants to do a morning show or on different nights, we've got, I think, Mondays and Tuesday nights open. You know, you can do what you want as long as it's legal and family friendly and adheres to certain rules that the royalty company has.
No adult content.
No adult content, but you gotta follow the DMCA rules for broadcasting, which means you can't announce all your songs that you're gonna be playing, and
right.
You can't play 8 cuts by the same artist in a row,
yeah.
And silly things like that. But
oh yeah,
it doesn't cost anything to broadcast. If you've got the equipment and the microphone and the internet connection, you're good to go.
Right.
And if you really want to do a talk show, we have the facilities, which the guys are using it right now, and even an 800 number to use for your call-in show. So you got a nationwide audience here for free at Satellite Guys. It's member-powered radio, Satellite Guys Radio.
Yeah, our numbers are picking up. Just the Satellite Nation numbers are picking up every week.
Hey, Scott, what device did you get with the Freedom Pop? I got one today, and it's some... I'm getting an error 67. It's driving me crazy.
I got a white box. It's a big, tall white box.
Oh, okay.
And it works. You know, I plug it in, and I use it for about 5 minutes, and then I unplug it.
Gotcha. See, the one I got, you can put in your pocket. Because they just added it to my area, I guess, when they signed with Sprint.
Yeah, you got the little MiFi thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to get that one for my son for his iPod, but he's got the latest generation iPod, and it does not fit it because it's got the lightning connector on it instead of the normal connector, and also the screen's bigger, so it doesn't fit in the case.
I saw that. I didn't see a picture, but I saw them talking to it. They have some kind of slip you can put your phone in. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. So if he would have got him an older generation iPod, he would... basically,
yeah.
Be walking around with an iPhone.
Right, and that lightning connector makes everything different, too.
Yeah. But, you know, as I said in my review, I use my Freedom Pop as backup internet. And one of the things to remember about Freedom Pop is if you don't use your account for a month, they're going to charge you 99 cents to your credit card.
Well, you got lucky, because I can't. Mine's not free. Mine's $3.99 a month. I couldn't get the free one.
Huh.
Because
no,
I guess I'm running on the Sprint and not the Clear.
Okay,
I don't know.
That could be a difference there.
Yeah, I think it depends on the area.
Yeah, it's definitely free here, but, you know, I already caught myself screwing up once. I plugged it in one night, and I connected to it just to use up some time on it, so that way they didn't charge me the 99 cents. And then I forgot to disconnect from it.
Oops.
So that's something you're going to remember. Disconnect after you do it. So that's why after I do my test, I immediately unplug it from the wall. I don't want to get a big bill in the mail saying, you know, you went over your data allowance.
Right.
Here's your bill.
You're watching too many Amazon Prime movies with it and burn it up.
Yeah. It's so slow you couldn't watch Amazon Prime on it, but they do offer different speed levels.
Oh, yeah.
And different bandwidth packages. But for free... And, you know, for the small amount of times that my internet goes down here, it's worth just having a backup, because if I can't access the site for some reason, that's going to be a bad thing, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You definitely need a backup.
Let's see. What else is going on?
Let me go look at my notes and see what I've got down there.
Michael has got a surprise. He's been telling me all day.
Not surprised.
You're pregnant again?
Yeah, I'm going to be
the
richest man in the world. Or I'm going to be a man. A man that got pregnant twice.
I got to actually
test out the Glory Star's new receiver, the HDBR1200.
Ah, yes.
Man.
Now, that's not currently a free-to-air receiver. That's exclusively for Glory
Star. That's a Glory Star receiver, yeah. It's not free-to-air.
It will be free-to-air in a couple months.
Yeah, it's possible. They're working on it.
And I know Brian from Satellite AV is listening. So, Brian, if you want to call in and talk about it, 877-SAT-GUYS is the number to call in. And we'd love to hear you on the air and explain more about what this receiver does and what makes it different than any other receiver.
Oh, since you mentioned that, Scott, he's at a meeting right now. And
he's not
at
a meeting. He's eating hamburgers somewhere.
Yeah, that's what he told me.
Checking it out.
He said he will be a guest on the show next week. That's another thing I was going to say. May the 8th, Brian's going to be a guest on the show with us. If you want to call it a guest star or whatever you want to call it. But he's going to be on the show with us next week. But, yeah, you can look at the IP and see who's coming in, but he's probably listening.
Yeah, he wrote in the Satellite Guys radio form that he couldn't tune in at 8 o'clock, so I'm assuming he's out there.
Yeah.
And tuned in. And speaking of being tuned in, we are now listed on TuneIn Radio, which is the most popular app for listening to radio stations on your iPhone, your Android, your Windows mobile device, and your BlackBerry. All of them got the TuneIn app. Just type in Satellite Guys or even just Satellite, will pop right up there, and you'll be able to listen to us no matter what platform you have. You can listen anywhere.
Well, I got a question about that. I use a lot of the iHeartRadio. Is it possible to put in iHeartRadio, or do you know anything about that?
iHeartRadio is owned by Clear Channel.
Oh, yeah.
And it's all Clear Channel stations, or stations which have a retransmission agreement with Clear Channel.
Oh, that's true. I forgot about that.
So, no, you won't see Satellite Guys Radio on it. They don't accept independent-type radio stations.
Right.
It's really commercial.
So
commercial radio
Clear
stations.
Channel, I was like, oh, yeah. Never mind.
We have applied to be with iTunes. So, you know how iTunes has the radio stations button? Pretty soon you'll be able to click on that, search for Satellite Guys, and we'll be there as well. But that's a cool feature. And we also listed with VTuner. VTuner is a service that provides internet radio listings to all the big boxes. So if you've got one of these, internet boxes that you see at the stores where you can tune in the internet radio stations, we are listed on those as well.
Yeah.
I haven't checked those out. Are those any good?
I've got my Logitech squeeze box, and I love it.
Can you, like, make your own, like, playlist, or not playlist, but, like, station lists, or is it a pain to do that, or is it pretty easy, or?
You can make your own station list on a squeeze box. It's not that hard to do. You log into the website and do it there. You just put in the URL of the address you want to listen to, and it puts it right in there. And then you can save it as a preset on the radio. There's 6 presets. So you just tune to that radio station, then you press and hold the preset button like you did in your old car stereo.
Yeah, okay.
And it will stick right there, so that way when you hit button number 2, Satellite Guys Radio will come up, even though it should be button number 1.
What are those, about 100 bucks or something?
The Logitech Squeeze box, I think, was like $249.
Oh, $249?
But this one does everything. I can listen to my SiriusXM on it, I can listen to iHeartRadio, I can listen to TuneIn, I can listen to Pandora. Can listen to a bunch of different streaming services on it.
I wonder, did anything ever happen with Sirius when they merged with XM and they were supposed to give like 7 or 12% of their spectrum away to like a non-profit or something? I wonder, did anybody remember that?
They keep pushing it off.
They keep, okay.
Well, I remember about it, but that's all I remember.
they have actually started doing that, some of the stations. But they're really junky stations that nobody would listen to unless you're a fan of Brigham Young University or something like that, you know?
Right.
Yep.
Speaking of SiriusXM, they're going to be having a lineup change effective May 9th. And it's going to synchronize all the channels between Sirius and XM so that the channel lineups are identical. The only thing that's going to be missing from Sirius are the Clear Channel owned radio stations, and those being like Channel 152 and Talk Left and Talk Right.
That makes sense.
But all the other channels are going to be synchronized, and on XM, the only channels that aren't going to be synchronized that are still going to cost extra are the Howard Stern channels, which I don't know. If you got a service called SiriusXM, I think they should all be included in the package now.
Yeah.
Especially since they're being broadcast on the service.
Yeah.
You know, the consumer should not know a difference now between Sirius and XM. That's
no,
the way I
That's exactly right. It's
why are they not playing the Clear Channel stations?
Clear Channel loaned XM money to launch.
Ah.
So, in part of their agreement, they said that they would give Clear Channel 2 or 3% of their spectrum to broadcast their own channels and do what they want with. And that was on the XM side only. And then when they merged with Sirius, you know, Sirius, number one, Sirius is pretty much out of bandwidth for their satellites now. And number two, they don't want to give free bandwidth to Clear Channel on their satellites as well.
Gotcha.
But there's a lineup change coming on May 9th. So Studio 54, instead of being Channel 14, will actually be on 54. Sirius Hits 1 is still on Channel 2. I don't know why they don't move it to Channel 1. But
yeah, I don't either.
And there's other channels, too, moving to new Comedy Channel, Comedy Central Radio is coming on, and a couple other channels, and they're also changing the Canadian lineup as well. They're getting rid of a couple of Canadian channels and adding the CBC in the mix, which is kind of neat. It's always good to hear news from outside the country to hear what's really going on in the world, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I like the CBC, it's good.
And that's about all I have this week, but I just wanted to call and give you guys an update, let you know what happened at the beginning of the show, take full responsibility for the screw-up.
Yeah, I figured it was, I mean, not exactly your fault, but something was going on with Screwy. But
it was just funny when it came back up and the first song was Storm Control of Major Tom, though. I started laughing.
That is funny.
Yeah, because I've got my computer running there playing with, even I'm on satellite internet, you know, I'm on one of the higher packages, and I'm about ready to try that, but I'm still doing the hum with the phone thing. There's a little bit of delay, but I don't know if it's going to be real bad or not. I don't know. I need to try that. I started trying tonight.
Dave sounded pretty good tonight. You on a Skype connection, Dave?
I am indeed. Yes, sir. Got the Skype going. It sounds a lot better, I think, doesn't it?
Yeah. It sounds like you're in a real studio now.
Yeah. Well, I'm not in a real studio, but...
Yeah, and I've got Skype set up too, but I didn't.
We tried it, but there was a little delay, so we were like,
I didn't test it to the last minute, and even though I'd done it a couple of days ago, I just been so busy, so I was like, I'm just gonna call in.
Yeah, one of the issues with this Blog Talk Radio that we're broadcasting on tonight is that no matter what you're on, if you're calling in on a cell phone connection, a landline connection, or if you're calling in via Skype, there's a little delay between each person. So a lot of times on the radio, if you listen back to a replay, there's a lot of times where people are talking over each other.
Yeah.
And it's not intentional. It's because of the delay. The person's actually talking and not hearing anybody talk.
Right.
But when it all mixes it together, it's a little mix up there, you know, the way it goes. It's just the way the internet goes with mixing everything together.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Well, guys, have you thought any more about the what's up there thing on free to air?
Oh, I've already changed that. If people go into their account, they'll see available subscriptions down to the bottom left.
Oh, so you've already, okay.
If you go in there and click on it and say you want to join the what's up there section, it will say, are you sure you want to join it? Click yes, and immediately they'll have access. There's no more needing to be approved.
Oh, well, I was talking about it a while ago.
Perfect.
I didn't get the memo on that, so. I
didn't want to publicize it.
Right.
It changed about a week ago, just because I wanted to make sure we had no problems. So.
Right. Okay. You could have put it in the staff area. I even looked at that before I said anything to make sure I didn't miss them. But okay.
And email's working, by the way, again.
Yeah, I noticed that. I told you to tell me, but you didn't. Of course, I know you're busy, but. Yeah, but for 2 days though, it was a mess. I was missing a lot of emails, and I couldn't send emails. I'm like, what's going on here?
Yeah, what happened is the server gets updates from a company called cPanel.
Yeah.
So that way it keeps everything secure, or it's supposed to keep everything secure.
Right.
And they applied a patch to our mail server, which crashed the mail server.
Uh-huh.
And so I guess Anthony needed to work with the cPanel folks to roll us back to an older version of the mail program to get us back online.
Okay.
And they stopped pushing out that update from cPanel until I get it corrected. But you hate when you don't touch something and it breaks.
Yeah. Because I always used to use, I got to the point where I was just using my Yahoo account for almost everything. Because it's, wherever I go, I can use Yahoo. But then I got to use, and I like, you know, Real Mail Server. That's why I call it Real Mail Server. And then, so I started using Satellite Guys more now. And then all of a sudden, I'm getting hit and miss on some business type things and this and that things. And I'm like, what's going on here? Good thing I got a backup and I can call and say, hey, you know, this. But it's like, what's going on? And,
yeah, it frustrated Anthony because he kept going through the configuration files and saying, you must have changed something in here. I said, no, I didn't touch it. You must have.
I know, but remember I emailed you. I was like, Scott, fix it. What's going on? I'm going crazy.
Well, I've been having internet trouble over here, so when it first started, I thought it was my internet connection.
Yeah.
And it wasn't until I got to work that it was doing the same thing that I figured something was going on.
Yeah. Yeah,
and then when you wrote in the staff member area, I was actually reconfiguring my computer because I thought it was something I did because I was reconfiguring my mail accounts the same day it broke. And I was like, okay, we got a problem here.
Yeah, and then we're missing, you know, help emails from people and stuff. I'm like, uh-oh.
Yeah, yeah.
Because there was one guy or something, he said,
we got a caller, guys. Hold on here.
You got a caller. Woo-hoo.
Stay online, Scott.
Hello?
Yeah, hey, guys.
Hey, who's this? Hey, Dan.
Dan the man.
Dan the man.
Dan is the man. Yes, he is. Dan's already won the pub membership.
Man is a pub member now.
Well, I got some good news. No, not much. I got some good news for you guys.
What's that?
Don't tell me you're pregnant, too.
No. I look it.
I look at it too. Go ahead.
Well, the wife said get back into shape. I said tell her round is her shape. Yeah. Well, I got picked up my 16th satellite today.
16th?
Yes.
And which one was that one?
The Sat Mexico one.
What?
Oh, the new one.
Yeah, the new one. It's got I picked it up on my MicroBud.
Wow.
And I got a couple transponders or a couple channels on that one.
What's on that?
Oh.
Let me check.
A bunch of programs he doesn't understand.
Yeah.
He's like, I don't know what it is.
I can't understand him because it was in a foreign language.
That's when you mute it, right?
Dan, I'll tell you a trick. Turn down the volume and just watch the women. That's
all
you need.
Yeah. I do that all the time.
I don't know why the Spanish channels always have the best looking women on them.
Oh yeah.
I don't know what the heck they're saying, but it doesn't matter.
Yeah, but they get different rules, so.
But if you, it was. Let me check which satellite it was here. It was this. What? 116.8.
Yep.
Yep.
That's the Yucatan TV Canon. It's Haiti, I can't pronounce it. But those, I picked up those two.
And on the microbot. How big is your microbot? 4 foot?
No.
Oh,
1 meter.
It's microbot, Scott.
It's only a 1 meter?
That's
pretty good.
This is my fifth C-band satellite I picked up.
Isn't it neat?
Yeah.
What'd you say?
I said, isn't it neat when you can pick up something like that, something so small?
Well, I picked up the Fight. I picked up the Fight Now channel a couple days ago.
Yeah, that's on, 87?
No, 123.
What's the flight channel on 87 over there on the same transponder as Weather Network?
I don't know. I can't get 87.
Uh-huh.
On C-band.
That one's in S2 format, though. And I don't think you get the S2 format on the MicroBird, unfortunately.
But, hey, Mike and Wally?
Yeah.
You guys asked me last time I talked to you on the radio show about the what was my favorite channel, you asked me?
Yeah.
Well, I watch, mainly it was Galaxy 19 and the ones that were Russia Today and Al Jazeera and the KTV Channel 2 and 3 and the Sports Channel.
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty good. And I watched 30 West from the back porch, and I watched the movie Ted on Sunday. Oh.
They've got a lot of movies over there on 30 West.
There it is.
And a lot of them, and in fact, if you're watching a lot of the Cuban stuff, you'll see there's a lot of pirated stuff on there, too.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
I love it when they show, like, they show a TV show that airs here in the United States, and they air it in English, but they have Spanish subtitles. And where the NBC logo is in the corner, they put up a big black box blocking out the NBC logo.
Yeah.
Oh, they do the same thing with the Disney stuff, too.
Oh, yeah. Not saying
yeah,
that.
They put a big blue dot over it.
Yeah.
I was like, no, yeah, we're not noticing this.
Yeah.
I don't know why they still broadcast the logo. It's not like nobody knows they're stealing it. Because I'm sure NBC doesn't have an agreement with Cuba to broadcast the program in there, you know.
Hey, Dan, what LMBs are you using right now?
Well, I'm using an Eagle Aspen for my... you mean asking about the Microbud?
Right.
Eagle Aspen, and it's a 62 dB watt LMB.
Yeah.
Dual stacked.
I almost ordered one of those a couple of months ago. I probably will play with one.
Is that the PLL one?
No.
I got another... Well, this one, it's it works pretty good. It I've picked up quite a bit on it.
What else are you using for
What'd you say? I couldn't hear
what
you.
What else are you using for LNBs?
What LNB or
you... Yeah, your LNB F40. I mean, are you still using the FFS or FSS? From Dish Network or DirecTV and that stuff you was playing with before? Or you
can't. Yeah, I still use that. I'm going to expand my collection on the pole out there. But I still reuse that. And
me and Dan, the man, we do a lot of emailing and private messaging stuff. Somebody's got some racket going on in the background.
No, that's my son.
I was just, tell us about your oak barrel experiment you're trying to do.
Well, on my, I live in an apartment complex that bans satellite dishes.
Right.
And that they banned satellite dishes, and I was going to put an 18-inch dish in an oak barrel planter and try to get, 830 West with it on the back porch.
Hmm.
With
that's a pretty good idea.
And it was 17 degrees, so it would fit halfway in the bucket. So when the signal would come in, it would hit the center of the dish and go right into the LNB.
Right.
So that's a slam dunk then, the one right in the bucket, right?
Yeah. Bad thing is, it's too small.
I was at Tractor Supply the other day, and I thought about you. They were selling the oak barrel planters. I seen a stack of them there for sale, you know, in Springs here. And I thought of you when I seen those.
Yeah, I think it's a pretty good idea.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, cover it up with some vines, you know, some flowers and vines, and just cover it up and then drill a hole through the bottom of the barrel and run the wire out and hook it up to your satellite system.
Right. Yeah, I'm just saying, I got a laugh when I see him. I thought, I said, Dan R's man, is, I know what he's doing with those.
you get a kick out of seeing. I'll take some pictures before it gets any later and see you get a kick out of it.
That's what I was going to say. You need to take some pictures and post them after a while.
Yep. We like pictures.
We love pictures. We
love pictures.
Video's better. We love pictures.
But, yeah, it was, I was working on it, and I thought, no, this is too small, and I was trying to get it to work, and just kept giving me a hard time with the 18-inch round dish. But I put up the slim line, and I can get it. So, but
that's
kind of hard.
That 30 degrees satellite, I understand, has a new adult channel that pops up on it that's a player as well.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm kind of wanting to put up a dish real quick. And so I get you a little bit more motivated to get 30 West now.
Oh, I've got to get it, hurry.
So, but, yeah, I was trying to get with the GeoSat Pro LNB, the one that is the PLL.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about? The one for under $20 or something?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I had that. You guys know how to do a focal point on a 18-inch dish? I know what you guys have said before. It's too small, but I thought I'd give it a shot.
It would work, but it's just not a strong enough signal.
Yeah.
The only thing I've ever gotten on an 18-inch dish is the Pentagon channel off 101. And it would work unless it rained, but otherwise that would work.
Hey, I got his channel off 101 on one time. That's
mm-hmm.
when his channel was going.
Yeah.
But, Dan, I mean, it's almost too small, really, to deal with. But just for if you want to play with it, experiment with it, and if you go through all the satellites, and you'll probably find something that you'll get. It's got a strong signal. But what you need to do is take your 18-inch dish, I'm assuming like a DirecTV dish or something, and, you know, because Dish Network made them years ago, too, but take the original LNB that was on there, stick it on there, and measure from the dish, you know, the dish back to the LNB, and then, and the height, you know, up and down, and, you know, from the dish and everything, from the reflector back to the LNB, and then take all those measurements and write them down, and then when you put your LNB on there for free to air, kind of match that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's what I did with the Slimline Super Dish Mod.
Right. So do the same thing with 18-inch, and that's going to be your focal point, I mean, pretty much. And but don't get disappointed if you don't get a whole lot or get anything at all.
Oh, you'll get the Pentagon channel.
Oh, yeah. Well, you can still get that one. That's strong. I mean, bam.
Yeah.
No, actually, the feed for the hotel feed.
Yeah.
The hotel feed one.
Oh, yeah.
And the Dutch and Polish channel in 101. That's a strong transponder.
Oh yeah, you can still get. I mean, you still get the signal. You just don't get anything because it's scrambled. But yeah, you'll still. That's why some of his channel used to be on there in the clear, and A&E used to be there too, but that was a different time.
I was using the 18-inch dish for inside of a planter. That's why I was trying to do it that way.
Right.
Because it fit perfect in a 25-inch planter.
You need to look at those flat panel dishes, Dan, and figure out how to build one of those.
That got me thinking.
I've seen a couple of them, and I've never seen any real-world performance of them. I've seen them on a lot of satellite shows I've been to, but never seen one in action.
What's that?
The flat panel dishes. I've seen a lot of them at satellite shows, but I've never seen one actually in use.
Yeah.
They have that one that's on a chair, though. It's pretty cool.
I don't understand how those work, but
they work good in other countries, and you got the same wattage thrown out that like DirecTV and Dish Network does. If we could get the same amount of, you know, power they throw out for free to air stuff, they'd work better, because they're really not supposed to work really anyway, because they're not really designed right. But if you know what I mean, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, speaking of European stuff, I've got my sling box over in London, and I've been slinging back and forth. I've been paying for Sky. And finally I canceled Sky because I wasn't watching it too much.
Right.
And so they canceled it, and I still got half the channels.
Well, I remember you let me use it for the Olympics last year.
Yeah, yeah. So I called the guy up and said, hey, I canceled. Why am I still getting all the channels? He said, all those channels are free to air. So all the channels I actually watched on that system, I've been paying for, but I didn't need to pay for them.
Right.
Oops.
Yep.
You know, it's like all the networks, you know, all the big networks over there, BBC and Sky and ITV, those types of channels. Over here, the equivalents of PBS and ABC and NBC.
Canada or England?
England.
Well, you had to pay a TV licensing fee. That's why.
They pay the TV licensing fee at the Slingbox posting place.
Oh, okay.
See, the way the license works is you only have to have one license, and then you can have as many receivers as you want in the address.
What is that, $75 a year?
Yep. But they pay $75 a year, and then they have a couple thousand sling boxes in there.
They actually have video or pictures of the vans they used to drive around trying to catch people watching TV. They didn't pay the tax. I thought that was crazy.
It's funny. I got VPNs all over the world that I can connect to, you know, through work.
Oh, yeah.
And I connect to the London servers, and I can actually watch BBC directly on the Internet. It's the first thing you have to do when it connects is it says, did you pay your TV tax? And I click the button yes, and then congratulations, you can watch BBC.
Yeah, it's not really policed heavily. It's like, did you do it? Yep. It's like going to one of these adult sites. Are you 18 years old or older? Yeah, I am.
Oh, man. Well, guys, I know you got a couple minutes left, but I got to run. I got some stuff I got to get done around here. Hopefully,
okay.
Everybody changes we made today, and got more changes coming. We're talking about doing a couple other things. We're looking for experts.
What is this tablet for them?
If you live and breathe the product and you know everything about it and you follow this product, we want to hear from you. And it doesn't matter what the product is, as long as it's entertainment, electronic related. So if you're a Roku user and you love Roku and you know everything about it and follow all the Roku news, we'd love to hear from you. If you're a Slingbox user and you know everything about Slingbox, we're looking for experts to build up that kind of stuff. So that's what we're looking for.
All right.
All right, guys. You have a great night.
All right, you too, Scott. Thanks for calling.
See you. Later, Scott. Okay, we get to see him here pretty soon up in Michigan.
Yeah.
Rolling up there to that.
You will. I don't think I'm
Are you going to roll up to my house and then we'll roll up there to Michigan?
He can hurry up to me.
I don't think so.
Y'all don't think so. Come on, man.
I got too many irons in the fire.
Well, get a fire extinguisher.
You still with us, Dan?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay. Just think you're still there.
Yeah, I'm still here. I got nowhere to go.
Hey, Dan, when before I bought a house, I don't know, like about 4 years ago, when I lived in an apartment, I put a dish up, but they wanted me to jump through all kinds of hoops, like $300 deposit and all kinds of stuff. Does your complex even allow, like, a Dish Network or DirecTV dish, or do they just say no to all of them?
Everything.
How many units is it, just out of curiosity? Is it a big complex or a small one? Or
it's medium size. It's about 80 units. And they have an over-the-air TV antenna, centralized TV antenna at the office. You only get like 5 channels, and it's all broken down, terrible picture quality. And it's only allowed to have cable.
Now, can you get the cable in the town, or is it their own cable system they have just at the apartments?
MediaCom.
Oh.
MediaCom.
Yeah.
I've heard that before.
Yeah, I have too, but I don't know anything about it.
Yeah, they tried to take my dish away, and I told them, I said, you're not taking my dish away. I haven't done nothing wrong, and I fought to keep it, and they said, you get to keep it, but if you move out, you have to take it down and take it with you.
Or
you're, And so I was like, I'm going to live here for the next 20 years. I'm going to make sure my dish is upgrading you.
Well, technically they can't by the OTAR rules, you know. The FCC will ride them. I mean, they try to bully you, but you can't have a dish. One dish, you know, that's at least, you know, 1 meter or smaller. And they'll try to bully you, but they can't. But then you get to the point is, with some of these homeowner associations and some of these apartment complexes and stuff, is it worth fighting them over and say, hey, look, FCC rules you. I'm going to do it anyway, and you can't do nothing about it. And they once they look it up and say, oh, crap, we'll keep doing nothing about it. But then you're like the bad guy. So then, you know, is it worth, you know, that's why I'm glad I don't live in those places.
Well, they had a few people, they had installers, they had a few people damaging the apartments, the installers.
Right. Allied
were damaging the apartments and drilling holes, violating the OTAR rule. And so they decided to throw everybody under the bus.
Wait. Yeah, that's the way it always goes. One bad apple spoils a whole bunch, as they always said.
Yeah, so, you know, it makes it where the people that are doing it follow the rules, get in trouble, and they just gave me a hard time over it for a whole year, and they still get mad at me. They said, it's a dead issue. You can't bring up the OTAR rules. We have circumvented them. And,
no.
And I was like, boy, you know, federal law, I'd love to get around federal law, but then we don't have to pay taxes again.
Yeah. So if they can do it, I can do it too. No, they really didn't circumvent nothing. They're going to tell you that and bully you, but, you know. But then again, like you say, it's, or like I was saying, you know, it's, well, it's better just to, you know, if you keep on, you know, you'll be the bad guy. And so you just have to find the creative ways, what you've done, to get around it.
You got, is this Wally I'm talking to, or Mike?
This is Michael.
Michael? Well, you know, you see my avatar, right?
Yeah.
The skunk?
Yeah.
The skunk works. I go out at night and on the weekends and work on it in secret and work on things, you know.
Yeah.
You like, that's what the skunk is about.
I wondered about that.
And no, I don't smell, so it's not that.
I thought maybe you had some of his pets or something.
No, it was the Skunk Works logo from Lockheed Martin.
Right.
Where they came up with all the secret aircraft. So you're going out in the middle of, you know, that night and that, on the weekends and when they're not around.
Now, didn't you recently get one of the phase lock loop LMBs?
What'd you say? I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
Didn't you recently get one of the phase lock loop LMBs, the PL LMBs?
Oh, yeah. I did.
What do you think about it?
It's pretty good. I haven't got any. I haven't put it on. The only dish I put it on is my 18-inch one, and I was trying to get 30 West on.
Oh.
But I haven't really had a dish for it to put, set it up on. I have dishes, but I would have to drill holes and do and modify it more.
Right.
So if I'm still going to plan on using it, it did come in. It lit up, but I wasn't picking up any channel with it.
Right.
Yet. So
yeah, curious how that went. So yeah, I like to hear about if you're putting on, you know, one of your bigger dishes that you got, and see what you thought about it.
Yeah. So that's I was trying it on the 18-inch dish because it had a mounting hole for it.
Right. But, you know, you'll probably have to, on the 18-inch dish, you'll probably have to actually extend it just a little bit. The arm on the dish, engineer something where you can come out just, when I experimented with it a couple years ago or so, I had to seem like I had to come out, to find that perfect focal point, I had to come out seem like an inch or 2 inches from you know, where it was, you know, whatever, just to make it, you know, work the best that could work.
Okay, well, I was, because that's the problem I was trying to figure out, because I was still using, like, the standard focal point, the one that's used by DirecTV or Dish, and using that focal point on the 30 West. It was just, it fit perfect in that planner, and you could just slide it right in there, and it, I mean, spot on, perfect.
Right. Well, I know a lot of times it will, but sometimes I notice that I think it was 101 I was experimenting with. I took a something I had on 101 West, and I had it set up, and it was, so I was getting a signal. And then I switched out with another L&B, you know, like a free L&B or whatever, you know, a linear L&B. And I was, I get a signal, but I was like, you know, I was just playing with it and just holding it in my hand, being really, really, really steady, of course, because it's kind of hard to do that with your hand. You think, oh, I can do this, but it's so precise. You just, it's almost, you can't almost do it. I don't care how steady you are, but being real careful, I was backing it up and pushing it forward. Just, I mean, the L&B was kind of free, floating in free air just in my hand, and I was moving back and forth and up and down, and I was like, hey, wait a minute here. If I come back out just a little bit, hey, this thing gets better right there. And it was like an inch or two past where the arm was. So I made me a little thing that I could slide down into the original dish. I could mount that to it. I think I took a piece of pipe or something to mount it to. And I could slide in and out and give me more stability. And it was about like 2 inches out, I think, or something like that. I can't really remember. And that's where I got the best signal. Of course, then I was moving up and, you know, kind of the pipe I could make where it's flexible, you know, the adapter that it was on, you know, the L&B holder. So I could flex it up and down a little bit, you know, back and forth and then in and out. And I was like, oh, right there. And then that's where I started, you know, okay, it's time to get some little screws and mount this baby just right there.
It's time again for Satellite Trivia.
Oh, okay, cool. What's the trivia question?
It's time again for Satellite Trivia.
That's not the question. That's the...
The trivia question for tonight, since we're running over, email or PM me or Michael 5 analog channels still left on C-band. We got to make it easy.
And why would I want to do that?
Why would you want to do that? Because you're going to win a prize.
Oh! What's
yes.
The prize? Is it
secret? Well, it depends in the order that you send the channels. Depends what the prize is going to be.
Okay.
Well, because if you look at all the analog channels, it spells different things. So, you know, you have to see.
Oh. I mean, I know. Because I know what the answer is. So.
Yeah.
I see what you're coming from.
Well, guys, we better wrap it up so people can check out Ralph and Mike.
Yeah. I'm on one right now.
Appreciate you calling in, Dan.
You're welcome.
Call next week, and be interested to see about your progress, man.
All right. I'll keep you guys informed, take some pictures for you.
Oh, yeah, pictures are great.
Thank you.
All right, you guys have a nice night.
You too, buddy.
Mm-hmm. All
right, another episode of Side Nation is going in the books. Number 6, and next week, tune in next Wednesday, May the 8th, for episode number 7, and we'll have Brian here with Satellite AV is going to be your guest star, so, or host, or whatever you want to call it. So, see you next week. This is Michael, KE4EST.
This is Dave, Wally ACS.
Good night.
Good night, guys.